What is up, everybody? Welcome to Living Word Church Podcast. Wherever you're tuning in from, we believe you'll be encouraged by today's message.
I've got good news for you today. We are going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit. I know that makes some of you nervous, but that's okay. God would never give you anything that would hurt you. Amen? You know, Paul ran across some of the believers, actually with some of the disciples, and he said, since you believed, have you received the Holy Spirit? And they said, we've never even heard of the Holy Spirit. So that might be where you're at today. You've never heard of him. But praise God, we're going to introduce you to him. He is a gentleman, and he wants the best for you. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Here we go. Praise God. This is what Jesus has to say about the Holy Spirit. In John 14, 15 through 17, he said, if you love me, you know, love is an action word. You can't say I love you and you don't ever pay no attention. You don't ever do nothing. It's just, you know, I love cookies. So you got to eat cookies if you want to love cookies. You know what I'm saying? Like the Cookie Monster, you know. Where that came from, we have no idea. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And verse 16, and I, this is Jesus speaking, will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Life is so grand when you have a helper. You know what I'm saying? That way you don't have to do it alone. I remember when I was about 20 years old, I broke out as a first-class pipe fitter down in Houston. And they all had a helper. And if you had a sorry helper, you were in a bind. But if you had a good helper, man, you could just kick back and rock it on. So this helper he's talking about is a great helper. He loves you. He cares for you. He's going to tell you things to come. And if you will get a relationship with him, just like Jesus, you know, to have a relationship with Jesus, it's a faith deal. You got to believe, you know, because Jesus doesn't come down and save you. He talks to your heart and you say, I want to serve you. Same thing with the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me, because that's what he wants to do. And, you know, anything God has for you, it's great. Like old Tony the Tiger, it's great. So I want you to listen in and just put your faith hat on this morning and learn all about the Holy Spirit, because he's got so many gifts that he wants to give you. But we have to receive them, just like you have to receive Jesus as Lord of your life. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
John 14, 25 through 26 says, these things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. He's talking to his disciples. But the helper, everybody say the helper. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. So if you don't know something, you need to ask the Holy Spirit. That sounds just like Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Hey, that's simple. Just put him first. Just seek him. You know what seek means? It means more than look. That means you've got to look till you find him. When you seek him, you're going all out. You're forsaking everything else till you find what you've lost. And this Holy Spirit, he is the helper. He says he will teach you all things. Don't that blow your mind? See, you don't have to go to college. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Hey, I didn't even finish high school. Got me one of them GEDs. Y'all know what that means? General Education for Dummies. I got it. But see, I've been asking the Holy Spirit, and he tells me how to navigate. He said, do this. No, don't do that. And see, he's not a respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will do for another. So all you have to do is invite him in. Say, I want this Holy Spirit. Before we leave here today, you're going to have an opportunity to receive him. I want to teach you just a little bit more about this. It says, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. The disciples didn't have the Bible. They were just hanging out with Jesus. Now, how good is it to hang out with Jesus? Have you ever been around somebody who's just full of God? Well, you just want to hang out. You know, just, hey, man, where are you going? I want to go where you're going. That's the way it is on Monday night prayer here. After about 30 minutes of worshiping and singing at the top of our lungs, and some of us can't sing, but that's no big deal. Then the Holy Spirit just blankets this place. And, you know, we're supposed to quit at 7:30, but nobody wants to go home. They just want to hang. So the disciples, they were hanging with Jesus, and they loved it. But he said he would bring to their remembrance all that he has said to them. But since we don't have Jesus with us, what do we have? We have the Word. We got the Word, Thunderbird. So what we got to do is read that thing. I'm talking about on a daily basis, not Sunday morning, 15 minutes. That'll put you on a starvation plan. But if you would just read that Word, get you a habit going. The Holy Spirit will make that thing come alive. Because sometimes the Word is hard to understand. But if you say, Holy Spirit, help me understand this Word. And boom, those words will start jumping off the page at you. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. John 15:26. But when the Helper comes, boy, he's speaking in faith, ain't he? But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father. You see, Father God has good gifts laid up for us. You know, if you've had a good father, all he wants to do is bless you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what your Heavenly Father wants to do. He don't like to see you struggle. He don't like to see you in lack. He wants you to have all you need. And he wouldn't put you on this earth without being able to provide for you. That's why he's given you the Holy Spirit, so you can ask him, do I need to do this, Holy Spirit? He'll say yes or no. He'll speak sometimes through people. He speaks through his Word. He speaks through visions, dreams. All you got to do is ask him. Ask and you shall receive. Is that good news?
Yes.
See, you're not out there by yourself. The Helper is available. Listen to this. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, he's the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. And see, we all have a truth, what we think is true. But until we get in the Word and find out what the real truth is, but God said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And he is the Spirit of truth. Sometimes he'll step on your toes. Sometimes we need our toes broke. Not just stepped on. But see, he's doing it for your benefit. You understand what I'm saying? A good father is going to carry a paddle. When my boys was coming up, my wife had a wooden spoon. And baby, she'd use it too. Now all they got to do is say, bring me that wooden spoon. That little old boy gets up and does right. That's my grandson now. He's a cat. But when she said, bring me that wooden spoon, he changes his attitude. Some of us need a wooden spoon. On us. But nobody in here. I'm just saying in general. John 16:6-7 says, but because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. You know, when Jesus said, I've got to go, they said, man, this is the best thing I've ever had. Now you're going to take it away from me? They were just, their hearts were just full of sorrow. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I love that. You know, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. But you have to know the truth. I will tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, everybody say the Helper,
the Helper,
will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. You know, there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. You know, religious people don't like Holy Ghost. They say, they want to call it the Spirit, but it's the same person. Three persons in one. God is in the throne room of heaven, and he's perched up there doing what he wants to do, and he can see everything. And then Jesus, we all know Jesus, he's at the right hand of the Father praying for me and you. Where is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's in the earth helping you get along, helping you find your way, helping you out. I love that he's the helper. Verse 12 and 13 in John 16 says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. You know, the Holy Ghost won't sugarcoat it. He'll tell you how it is. Don't do that. It's not going to be good for you. Or you need to do this. You need to read your word. You need to spend time with him. He is your friend. He is your advocate. Hallelujah. He said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. He's going to speak what he hears the Father speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and will declare to you the things that are to come. So he's going to tell you your future. That's why some people, when they prophesy, they're hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. I'll never forget, we had a little precious lady we went to church with about 20 years. And this was a Sunday. We was having a little prayer meeting before church, and she was just distraught. Said her had got news that her husband had cancer. And man, she was a wreck. And so we was just praying, and I just heard the Holy Spirit say, it's a mistake. It's a misdiagnosis. That's not his report. They read the wrong one. And so Monday evening, we'd get together, and she said she got a call from her husband and said, it's the wrong report. I'm cancer free. It's not me. That's what the Holy Spirit will do for you. See, he's the Spirit of truth. And see, he's not a respecter of persons. If we just get in tune with him, say, okay, God, what's going on here? Just ask the Father, and he will send you the helper. The helper. The Greek word is parakletos, kind of like parakeet. What does a parakeet do? He is on your shoulder. That's right, brother. But he repeats everything he hears. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He repeats everything he hears from the Father. He has nothing on his own. He's only going to tell you what Father God is saying. Whew. Good news. The definition is called to one's aid, the advocate, the comforter. Now, I ain't talking about them comforters on your bed. I think my wife's got three of them. And you know what? We can't use them. You can't cover up with them. They for show. And nobody ever comes to the bedroom except me and her. I don't understand that. I know what they look like. No big deal. That's not the comforter I'm talking about. The comforter I'm talking about will come and meet your need in your darkest hour. He will send somebody to you to minister to you, just like he sent me to minister to my friend. I couldn't come up with that on my own. But if you'll just get in tune with him and say, Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. And if you don't know something, he's already told us, he said, he'll teach us all things. He can probably teach you how to play the guitar. Just whatever. I mean, that's what the word says. He'll teach you all things. Am I reading that wrong? All means what? In the Spanish, the English, the Greek, everything, all is all. He said, I'll teach you all things. Now, just like a parachute. You jump out of a plane, you don't have a parachute on, you're in bad shape. Or you forget to pull the cord. It's there to help you. That's the way the Holy Spirit is. He wants to help you. The Holy Spirit does not do the work for the believer, but He comes along aside the believer. What He wants to do is put His super on your natural. Supernatural. That's not a cliche. That's really what He wants to do. He wants to give you divine ability. Hey, if I'm in sales, I pray for the Holy Spirit. I say, lead me. Lead me to the right customer. Bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You have the authority to pray in the name of Jesus. We got to use it because God wants to bless you. But sometimes we got to get under the spout. And we can't be complaining. You remember what happened to our brothers and sisters and the Israelites? They stayed in the desert for how long? 11-day journey. What'd they do? Well, I don't like this food. When are we going to get? We'd have been better off if we went back to Egypt and died there. At least we had onions. Onions and beets. They never got out of there. So that tells me we don't need to complain. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit what to do. Hallelujah. The advocate pleads one's case. This is the secret sauce. You know, if you're a believer and you don't know anything about the Holy Spirit, this is going to put you on a different level. That brings you into the inner circle. Hallelujah. The secret sauce. You know, my friend down here has got a little old Shannon's Butcher Block. Boy, he makes a mean hamburger. But baby, when you put that sweet baby Ray's on it, that secret sauce, woo, that just goes over the top. See, that's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Once you get the Holy Spirit, once you invite Him in, say, have your way in me, things just get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. He will tell you what He's fixing to do. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said we would have an advantage because of the work the Holy Spirit does in our lives. Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. You know, when He was baptized, it came down in the form of a dove. And the Father God said, this is My Son who I am well pleased. So let me tell you something. If Jesus needs the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need it? Give Him a wave offering this morning. Come on. One hand up. One hand up. That's all I'm asking. Boy, y'all ain't very obedient, but I'll go back to this. Remember, He said, if you love Me, you will keep My commandments. That big wave offering. Whew. That's me. I'm standing in the need of prayer, oh Lord. Come on, y'all got to have fun this morning. God is a fun God. He likes to have fun things to do. What did Jesus say about the Holy Spirit? He said, we need Him. If Jesus needs Him, we need Him. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And this is what He did. He went about doing good and healing all who were possessed by the devil, for God was with him. That's what I want. When I go to pray for somebody, I want God to be with me. I want the Holy Spirit to be with me so people will get healed. People will get set free. And all He needs is an invitation. An invite. See, God is a gentleman. He will not break the door down. But He will knock. And you have the opportunity to open the door and say, come in, Holy Spirit. Lead my life. Do as you please. And I guarantee you, like old Justin Wilson, I guarantee you, things are going to get better. Amen? He anoints us. There's three things we want to really hone in on. Is that He anoints us. He guides us. He empowers us. See, the Holy Spirit's not going to do the work for you. But He's going to come alongside and tell you what to do. Say this. Or do this. And man, when you do that, and the person on the other side just goes nuts, you say, hallelujah, Father God, I was hearing right. Because you know, we can miss Him sometimes. Because we're human. He's not. He's the Spirit of the living God. He's the one on the earth coming to and fro. looking for somebody who will remain faithful so he can show himself mighty and strong in the earth. Luke chapter 4, 18 through 19 said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Say that.
"Spirit of the Lord is on me."
Hallelujah. "Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's Jesus' mission statement. That needs to be our mission statement. You know, God wants to bless you, but he's got a plan for your life. He wants you to go out among them, speak the truth, love on people. He wants you to introduce them to the Holy Spirit, because God wants you to have a life that is full. You know, this Holy Spirit, you have to constantly be refilling. You know, you can come get a drink here on Sunday morning, and that's good. But if that's the only time you're drinking, you're going to get dehydrated.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, how many times do we eat a day? Some of us three. Some two. What happens when you quit eating? Let me ask somebody else. What happens when you quit eating? You get dehydrated. You get famine. You get weak. You can't make good decisions because you're hungry. So if you will submit yourself to the Holy Spirit and steadily be that infilling, man, you're going to have a skip in your walk. Hallelujah. You're going to want to dance when they say dance. I mean, you're going to be on top. I refuse to stay on the bottom. I've been there. I don't like being on the bottom. I'm going to be on the top. And you can't keep me off of it. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has given me an opportunity. And I'm going to take advantage of it. Hallelujah. Say, that's good preaching, brother. Woo! He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. When's the last time we've been to the jailhouse? I love jailhouse ministry. Because they want to do anything to get out of that jail cell. And they'll come sit there. And man, they just all ears, hallelujah, and sing. You know, you ain't got no instruments. And they get down. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And I mean, it just goes for the gusto. If you've never been in jail ministry, you need to go there. And you shout hallelujah on the way out. I get to go home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Being locked up ain't no fun. But he said he sent him to proclaim the freedom for the prisoners and recover sight for the blind. We here in the United States of America are under a curse of blindness. But God is sending the seer's anointing that's going to open the eyes of everybody in the United States. We have an election coming up. And see, we have been so beat down with evil. Thinking that evil is good. It ain't right. God's going to win. So he's releasing a seer's anointing. You got to say, God, I want that seer's anointing. What that means is when you see, you're going to be able to see the truth. And not in a facade. The shade's going to be lifted. You will have clear 2020 vision. That is my prayer for the United States of America. That they will have 2020 vision and the seer's anointing. That means you can see exactly what the truth is. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for telling me that. He brought that to my remembrance. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 28, 16 through 18. The story of Jacob's ladder. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord was in this place, and I did not know it." Have you ever been there? You know, you get in a meeting and you're just kind of looking around and the fellow right next to you is just zapped with the presence of the Lord. What's wrong? Well, you ain't hungry. You just came for the show. You didn't come to get fed. You know what I'm saying? I never forget, we was going to see Rodney Howard Brown. Does anybody know who that is? He was from Australia. He looked like a big boxer, but he had the laughing anointing. Every time he would speak, people would break out and laugh. I mean, they'd just laugh over nothing, just real silly. And we was up in Shreveport, and me and my wife were sitting two rows back, and there was two gentlemen. They had flown over from France to come to this meeting. And here, you know, I just drove 80 miles. And before it even started, I looked up, and both of them were slumped over in their chair. The anointing had already jumped on them. I said, what about me? What about me? But they had come all the way from France. The further you go, God knows what it takes for you to get there. You go that extra mile, hey, he's going to put it right back on you. So what I'm telling you this for, get hungry. Get hungry for the things of God. And God will satisfy your need. He'll meet you right where you are. Hallelujah. Surely, yeah, I didn't know it. Verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, Bethel. And in this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured it on the top of it. And he called that place Bethel, house of God. Where is the house of God now? He lives inside of me and you. See, so God wants to anoint you. He don't want you to just be like a robot. He wants you to be anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And all you have to do is invite him in. Simple. Simple. Hallelujah. Number two, he guides us. He will tell you when to go, where to go, or not to go. Jesus, Luke 4:1-2, said, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. Why did he put that in there? Because he wanted you to know Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. You know, we can get full of a lot of stuff. Right? Netflix, Hulu, you know, just whatever. But he wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit. How do you get full of the Holy Spirit? You spend time with him. You read the word. So here I am, God. I'm carving out this hour for you, Father. Fill me. Fill me. Just like when we was praising God a while ago. Boy, y'all sounded good. I love to praise God. Praise God, playing drums and eating. They're real, real close to me. They're real, real close to me. See, because when you go to praising God, the enemy gets so mad, he just has to take a back door. He can't stay. That's why praise is a weapon, hallelujah. You wheel that thing around just like the word of God, a sword. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit because the chapter earlier, he had got baptized. You know, the dove came down, left the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness where he, for 40 days, was tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing in those 40 days, and then he was hungry. We're going to take a little break here and read this here. Luke 4, I love the way he speaks to the enemy. He speaks with authority. You know, when you're talking to Satan, you got to talk to him like he's a dog in your trash can, and you don't want to pick up the trash. You get out of here in the name of Jesus. Listen to what he says. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you, there he goes. He's, you know, the devil's the accuser of the brethren. If, you know, you say this, if you, where's my place? There, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, listen to what he says. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High God. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. See, that's the way you whip the devils with the word. Yeah. Browbeat him, hallelujah. He'll, He'll run because he has no authority over you if you're a child of God. He's under our feet. That's why when you praise, you need to dance. You're stomping on his head, you know. Hallelujah. I ain't going to show you all my real sprinkler move or the lawnmower. See, but Jesus is saying, a man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Then the devil took him up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. And the devil said to him, all authority has been given. All authority I will give you. Excuse me. Number six. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you, and their glory, if this has been delivered to me, I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will just worship me, that's what he wants. The devil wants to be worshiped. And you know, before we were born again, we worshiped him a lot. At least I did. Hallelujah. It's over with, though. Therefore, if you worship me, all will be yours. And Jesus said to him, get behind thee, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him shall you serve. That's the way you talk to the enemy. You get rough with him, hallelujah. Tell him to take a hike. Thank you, Jesus. On Acts 16, 6 through 10, Paul and them, they wanted to go over to Galatia and preach over there. But the Holy Spirit said no. Now see, that can be mind-boggling because, you know, Jesus, he says he would want that all men would be born again. But he said, the Holy Spirit said, no, don't go over there. And so that night, it gave Paul a dream. There was a man from Macedonia in his vision, in his dream, saying, come here, we need your help, we need your help. And then the next day, when he woke up, he met this man, and he went over there to preach. You see, the Holy Spirit's going to guide you. Maybe it's not time for you to go to see that person. Maybe you need to bathe that thing in prayer a little bit. But if we would just listen to the Holy Spirit, whew, hallelujah. There is always going to be a need for direction in life, in ministry, for the helper is here to lead us. If you would just give him that opportunity. You see, the ball's in your court. God's got it set up. He don't want you on the bench. He wants you playing the game. And if you will say, okay, throw me the ball, Father, I'm going to run with it. He's going to give you the power to make that three-pointer. Hallelujah. Phew. He empowers us. Number three, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. You see, when God anoints you, the power is there. That's why we need to be anointed. I wish I had some oil. I'd spray every one of you. We don't have no oil, do we, brother? It's our bad. It's probably your good. Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Spirit wants to come upon you. Are you ready? Or do you even want this Holy Spirit? Do we want to keep kicking the goad? Well, I'm going to do it my way. I know I'm supposed to do it that way, but I'm still going to kick this goad. I ain't ready to give in. Let me tell you what, if you surrender to the Holy Spirit, you will taste the goodness of God. The goodness of God. The next two Sundays, we're going to be speaking on the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. You don't want to miss these next two Sundays. You know, because I don't know about you, but I want all God has for me. I'll go the extra mile. I want all he has for me. Because, you know, we're only here for a short while. You can believe that? I'm 68, be 69 this year. Where did those years go? They're gone. Hallelujah. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness. I never forgot when I first got saved, they wanted to send me to a witnessing class. I said, what's a witnessing class? You can't teach people how to witness. They put you on that stand, you got to tell what you've seen. You can't say, well, you got to take this verse. This. No, it's got to be down in your heart. If you're going to be a witness, it's going to come out of your mouth. They're not going to be able to shut you down. I remember when I first went into business, man, I thought everybody wanted to hear my testimony. They didn't. But I had them. Because my office was right down there at Biles Welding. I had a little office and I had a waiting room. And my desk was here and the waiting room was right there. Babe, I'd just go to letting it rip. And some wanted to listen. Some would get up and walk out. But they had to stay there because I had the car jacked up. I've learned to be a little bit more seasonal now and let the Holy Spirit lead me when I'm supposed to say something to somebody. But you know, when you're just a snot-nosed Christian, you just like a bulldog ready, you know, fresh off the chain, just want to tell everybody that Jesus loves them. Praise God, He loves all y'all. I don't care what you've done. I can't tell you how many people I bumped into that are hung up on works. I went to my buddy's funeral the other day. Whew. And these friends I hadn't seen in 20 years. And we just sitting in there and talking. And I said, you know, you can decide where you're going, but you got to do it before you die. And this one brother, he stepped up. He said, I wish it was that simple. You see, people don't know the truth. You got to know the truth. And I'm believing God's going to give me another opportunity to sit down and gently love Him and speak the truth to Him. Because they think it's by works. I was at the John Deere place and talking to this gentleman, and he said he had a breathing treatment he needed and couldn't sleep. And I said, well, you sound like you need a touch from Jesus. And he said, well, you know, I was up at the church all day Saturday doing good deeds. I said, so? It ain't about the good deeds. It's about Jesus Christ loves you. It's about His blood. When you receive Him as Savior and Master, you're going to heaven. You got your ticket. Hallelujah. So I hope everybody here is born again. But if you're not, today would be an excellent day to get born again. All you have to do is believe that He died on that cross. He took our place. You know, sin, there has to be a blood sacrifice to remove it. Good works will not remove it. But the blood, shed blood of Jesus Christ will. All you have to do is believe. You know, that thief that was on the cross with Him. He never went to VBS. I don't think he ever went to church. You know, he was a drunkard. He was a thief, man. Lived his whole life like that. But on that day when he looked over and saw Jesus Christ, he had a moment at the right moment. Hallelujah. And you know what Jesus told him? He said, today you will be with me in paradise. See, we forget that heaven is paradise. More better than you can even imagine.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to get more connected, text NEXT to 62488 or go to our website, mylwc.church. We hope that you have an amazing rest of the week.